They moved out toward the lines. Lee was thinking. Longstreet kept silent. The heat came slowly, steadily. They rode down to the Emmitsburg Road, in clear view of the Union lines. There were smells flowing up from the hospital. Out in the fields, the dead lay everywhere in the litter of war. Here and there, surgeons were moving, burial parties. Above them, on the Union lines, a cannon thumped. The ball passed overhead, exploded in an open field among dead bodies. Two of Lee's aides rode up, insisted that the Union gunners could see them much too clearly. They dismounted. Lee walked forward across the road into the peach orchard, where Barksdale had streamed to his death the day before. Lee cautioned Longstreet to keep his distance, so that if a shot came down, it would not get both of them at once. They were nearing the lines now. Men began rising out of the ground, ragged apparitions. The aides quieted cheering, which would draw Union fire. The men stood awe-stricken, hats in their hands, whispering kind words, words of hope, words of joy. Longstreet looked into lean, young, grinning faces, blood-stained clothes, saw bodies bloated in the fields, dead horses everywhere. Ewell's fight in the north was stiffer, but down here the sound was softened. The wind was in the south, blowing toward the battle, blowing up between the lines. They were walking now in Wofford's line. Wofford came out to greet General Lee. Wofford's brigade had pushed up the ridge almost to the top the day before. Lee listened to him tell of it. Then Lee said, "General, you went up there yesterday. Surely you can do it again."
"No, General, I think not,"
Wofford said. He seemed embarrassed to say it. Lee said, "Why not?"
"Because yesterday we were chasing a broken enemy. They've been heavily reinforced. They've had all night to entrench, and my boys lost many friends yesterday."
Lee said nothing. Longstreet saw him clamp his jaw. He was walking slowly, hands clasped behind him. He said suddenly,
"Well, but Pickett is here. And Stuart. Don't forget Stuart."
A sharpshooter's bullet shirred by overhead. Longstreet looked for it curiously. Shooting downhill, snipers always overshoot. They were moving into the front of the line, the bloody wheat field. Longstreet saw a battery being moved, guns being pulled back. He saw young Porter Alexander, his chief of artillery, in personal supervision.
"Good," he thought absently. "Very good. Alexander is seeing to it himself."
The technical commander was Parson Pendleton, but Pendleton was a fool. There was high ground at the peach orchard. Alexander was posting some Napoleons there, waved as he rode by. Lee saw, approved wordlessly. He took his hat off, gazing upward at the long rise toward Cemetery Ridge. The sun gleamed on his white hair, the dark ridge along the brow line where the hat had pressed the hair down. Longstreet thought,
"He was not all that white-haired a year ago."
He remembered yesterday.
"I'll tell you a secret. I'm an old man.
I wish we could take the hill. Could flood right on over it and end the war. Wipe them all away in one great motion. But we can't. No matter how much I wish or trust in God."
Lee turned back. His face was again composed. He put the soft black hat back on his head. He called an aide, Venable, then Taylor. Longstreet waited to the side. Soldiers were drifting up to stand happily by, gazing with paternal affection at Lee, at Longstreet.
"Morning to you, General. You look pert this morning, sir." "General, begging your pardon, sir, I'd like to complain about the food, sir." "We's back in the Union now, General."
They were ready. That superb morale. Lee touched his hat to the men. They moved away from the line. The sun broke through at last and poured heat on the roadway. The mist was gone. A rider came up from Hood's division, commanded now by General Law. Law reported Union cavalry moving in force across his flank, suggested strengthening his line with Robertson's brigade. Longstreet agreed, Lee listening silently. Then they rode back toward the ridge where Pickett's men waited.